All right. Okay. So Melissa Bowie asked to be excused, although she's going to try to get on. Glenn Etienne, are you here? I'm not hearing Glenn yet. Anissa Faruqi?
Present.
Good. Thank you. Jerry Fowler? I'm not hearing Jerry. Kurt Gerdrum?
Yep.
Okay. Tom Harper?
I'm here.
Thank you. Robin Lewis?
Here.
Thank you. Tori Mercer asked to be excused. Happy birthday to him. Rick Norris asked to be excused. Nancy Sibarnard-Tony?
A present.
Thank you. Debbie Smith, not on the call yet. Arjuman Mubarak asked to be excused. Matt Belotto?
Here.
Okay.
Present.
Sandy Wyman?
Is here.
Okay. Glenn Etienne?
Here.
Thank you. I always like saying your name, Glenn. Wording with the French. Rob Lee? Rob Lee, say present.
Speaking. Present.
Okay. T.K. McCary? No. Lee Finch? No. Bill Crozier? Is there anyone on the call whose name I did not? Somebody's moving in here. Wind?
It's probably Matt. Maybe we should mute him, Matt, if he's outside.
I'm already muted. I've already muted myself, so I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Sorry, well, buddy boy.
All right, I'll call it out if I hear it again. All right.
Glenn is back or on.
Yes, Glenn. Okay. I sent out the agenda, I guess about a week ago, and then I sent it out earlier today, I believe. Does anybody have anything to add to the agenda? Okay. Any objection to the agenda, passing the agenda?
No objection.
Okay. Great. IGM report. Would Robin or Sandy like to say something? I did send out the bullet points from Robin earlier today. Thank you very much, Robin, for sending them out. But in case somebody did not hear them, you might want to repeat some of them. So go ahead, Robin, or Sandy.
Go ahead, Robin.
Okay. The little bullet points are the usual subjects that I send, so here they are. Membership count as of September 7 is 2,688. Right now, we have 1,435 sustainers. That's about 53% of current total membership. Lapsed member calls brought in $15,525 from 66 returned members. Also, in FY25, we've had 19 car donations totaling $23,962, which is a pretty good pace. The Tom Hartman event was attended by approximately 180 people, I'm told. And the Dead on the Lake cruise had 75 people sign up. About 55 actually took the cruise.
Mm-hmm. Bravo. Bravo. Did you have anything to add, Sandy?
No, I'll give a report tomorrow to the board.
Okay, great.
Report sorting circulation. We're okay. Getting ready for the next fund drive, so we're scheming up things to bring in funds.
Okay.
Working on that.
Okay, maybe we can help you with that. Does anybody have any questions for Robin or Sandy right now before we get into the agenda? If you should have seen the agenda. If you think it's going to be on the agenda, don't ask that question. Anybody have anything to add? Sandy, can you tell us what our paid membership is compared to any other years?
Over the course of the last 3 years, we've increased the membership roughly 1,100 households or so. And okay. The number that's in this month, you got to remember, we did not do a fund drive this August. We did mm-hmm. one last August. So everybody that signed up as a sustainer fell off the rolls, what will be re-added when the credit card rolls over. So we're in that in-between period.
Oh.
The number we had last month, Robin, correct me if I'm wrong, was a couple of hundred more members, maybe. I got
yes.
it. And that's because of that, the way the system works. Dropping the members and then re-adding them.
So from if they did not renew last, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So the 2 months prior, we had added about 150 members aggregate over the 2 months. Okay. Which is, if we can do that or six times that pace, if that's 2 months, six times that is a year. If we could add that many members in the course of a year, that'd be a home run. That's 900. And we're starting with a base at this point, I estimate to be somewhere between 2,800 and 2,900 members. So we could potentially add 25% to our membership if we can continue that pace.
So right now we have 1,435 households with 2,688 members. Right, Robin?
1,400 sustainers.
Sustainers.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. So getting back.
The other comment is the app is out in Android and on the Apple platform as well.
Okay.
So everybody with a phone has no excuse. Download the KPFT radio in the search, KPFT radio, and you'll find the app. Download it. And I think what you'll find is it's going to be a lot easier to switch back and forth between HD 1, 2, and 3 and get the full breadth of the programming.
Mm-hmm.
And as you move around on the app, you'll find links to donate, the archives, all the news headlines on our website, etc. The fellow that developed it, who was given to us by Otis, thank you, Otis, for that, did a really nice job with this and is also preparing an app for at least WPFW and maybe beyond across Pacifica. So we got the first one, and happy to see it out there. Over 600 people have downloaded it so far.
Okay. That's including iPhones and Androids.
Well, that was the iPhone. So the Android just went into the store yesterday.
All right. Maybe maybe we could help people download these apps at some of our events. Now, I probably would cause more problems than helping, but in the midst of promoting our station, we just really need to emphasize that. And for those people that maybe are a little slow, just send them to the app, at least get them to the app store and tell them what to look for. So, bravo. Okay.
A question, point of information.
Uh-huh.
You said you sent Robin's written report. You sent it yesterday or today or a week ago or?
I sent it today.
Today. I'll look mm-hmm. for it. I have a question. Robin said 15,025 lapsed members donations, right? For this year?
I said.
Well, whatever you said about lapsed
members brought in $15,000 for this fiscal year so far.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm messing up my minutes here, but anyway, moving on, right on. Okay, report on recent and upcoming development events. I want to thank everyone. I think that everyone on this committee is trying very hard. I did have a lovely conversation with Anita Long, and she said, you know, I just don't know what I can contribute, but I have two ideas. She ran one idea around me, like she has experience in doing something that could be a good fundraiser, but she's in the middle of a project, but she brought the subject up with me, and we will be discussing it with Robin. It's something we've always wanted to do. I don't want to go into too much detail, but here's a person that, you know, you're just wondering, how can I help? And I know sometimes I'm saying, okay, anybody have any ideas? And they don't come to you, but I want to thank everyone for your either participation in events or, you know, coming to this meeting and trying to come up with ideas, and also just in general promoting the station. Somebody like Mike Lewis, who at one time wanted to come to these meetings, but I think is usually working at this time, and I'm always promoting the station. So I thank you very much. Does anybody have any feedback for me in general about this committee? Okay. All right.
I didn't get the report from Robin, so could you send it to me? I mean, today, and what I got was something WordPress, WordPro, whatever it is, W, but it didn't have anything about Robin. I wanted to ask one more question about the lapsed donors, 15,000 for this year. How many of them were members? I mean, they became members again.
All 66 who donated. That's the whole idea.
Oh, 66.
Call people, get them to re-up, and that $15,000 comes from people who re-upped.
Since November 1st, is that right?
Since October 1, 2024.
I always forget. October 1st. Since October 1st.
2024.
So we only have less than a month left to do that. So maybe if we, maybe we need to schedule at least one meeting before the end of the month.
See, I think that would be good. Maybe two.
Okay. All right.
And we have, I think Rob, your significant other wants to help out with those calls. And I think we have a couple other people too. So
I mean, that gives me just an opportunity. Teresa, I think you're doing a great job in bringing in a team for the lapsed donor calls. We're going to try to develop a second team. And Julie, my partner, would like to help coordinate that. So we are probably soliciting another three or four people that would like to go in, I don't know what, twice a month, whatever it happens to be. But to coordinate what you're doing, Teresa, so that we've got two teams and we double the coverage.
Let's work together. I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to have two before the end of the month, but I'll work on it.
Well, over the long term, and since not that many people can go into the studio at once, they'd be operating independently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea is just get people to call. That's I've heard say it's low hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I was feeling a little cocky this month, and I guess one of the things I want to say is, you know, Kurt said yes. Two other people were scheduled to come with us, and one needed to take someone to the hospital, and the other one had weather issues. Because it was kind of a storm that day, and Kurt said yes. We went in, talked to a person. I said, oh, the last time you gave 1,000. He said, well, I've given 5,000 before, and I think I said something like, well, I'll take anything between 1,000 and 5,000. And he said, okay, I'll give 5,000, but I want you to send me an email. So Sandy immediately got on his phone and texted him or sent him an email, And I guess he called Sandy back and said, okay, well, I'll put it on a credit card. So, wow. And he said he wanted my name on it. But you know, as I said to Kurt, I wouldn't have even come if Kurt had said, oh, okay, well, I don't want to come today either. It just wouldn't have happened. So sometimes just when you say yes, you know, it's that kind of enthusiasm or willingness, that gets something going. Okay. So.
You're just making me feel better, trying to make me feel better, right?
I think I did have somebody on your list and I did get a commitment out of it. I got some money out of it. So you really deserve more credit than I even just gave you. Okay. Workshop reports. I am making headway on a scavenger hunt, and Glenn and Debbie are talking about a casino night, and I have an idea for a concert. But we have to meet again. So we will give you a report at the next meeting, and I think we will have made a lot of progress. So that's that. The Dead on the Lake. Just congratulations, Sandy. Do you know when you're going to do the next?
Oh, we'll probably not offer another one until May next year. Next sale like that. We'll work on a couple of other things in between. That was the third one that we've done, and the last two were pretty close together. So, and this was good. So I'll tell you the one good tale of the voyage. It was hot. It's been hot. So Friday I went down to the food store and got all the beer and the wine and the chips and the plates and the napkins and loaded them into my car, took them home, unloaded them, got them into storage, you know, cold storage and everything. Next day, Matt Appel, Tom Richards and Marlo came to my house and we put all the beer and the plates and everything in Tom's car. And I said, go down to the boat. It's only a few minutes from where I am. And meet Robin. She's already there and she needs help unloading. So he drove up and the people from the boat come running out and they're unloading the car and he goes and he parks. And a couple minutes later, I come along with the food. Same thing. The people come to the car and we get the car unloaded. I go park and I get back on the boat and I'm sweating. I got just dripping from the heat and moving around. And I'm looking around. We're trying to get everybody on. Rob was one of the last people to get on the boat before we left. And we got underway and I took a breath. And I went, wow, this is going to work. We started the trivia contest. I'm going, people are liking this. This is good. Hey, we did this right for once. About an hour into the trip, I hear, we're out of beer. So I went, we cannot be out of beer. This is the third trip. We ran out the first time. That was on me. Second one, I bought enough beer. This time I bought even more beer. So how do we get out of beer after an hour? I said, what happened to all the beer that was in the cooler? And Tom Richards looked at me and goes, that might be on my back seat still in the car. It never got taken out of the car. So it was okay. We did a reverse tailgate. We tailgated afterwards and everybody was happy. So. But, you know, if it can go wrong, it will. But it was good. It was a fun time. People had a good time with it.
Yeah, and it's really nice that they were able to pitch in and help. They probably felt good about that. Bravo. Okay. Item D is Giving Tuesday, which is, I believe, usually the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, which I think is December 2nd. And does anybody, Robin, do you have any thoughts for what you're going to do this year that might be a little different, or is there a theme, or are you going to emphasize the, you know, the email blast, or is there anything that we can build on, or are we starting from scratch?
December is so far away, but actually, the Giving Tuesday people actually put out there a whole lot of ideas that people can't use. And so I haven't visited their site, but it's probably up by now. So I can share it with this committee and we'll see if there's anything there that might work for KPFT.
Okay. So. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, they have tons of suggestions for how to get people to give more.
Okay. And if anybody has any ideas for Giving Tuesday, would you please call me and I'll start a list and we'll maybe start our next meeting. It's already October, so we'll start our meeting with that topic, okay? Let me say Robin will chair Giving Tuesday ideas from their site and discussion on okay. Next item is Sunday, which is September 21st from 2 to 4. I thought that Tori had ordered a table, but he had not. And I am going to contact them and ask if we could just, if we can't bring our own card table, we can just roam through the crowd promoting our environmental show and passing out little slips of paper for our station. And of course, getting additional people for our email and maybe even some memberships. And
what is Sunday?
It's S-U-N-D-A-Y. It is an environmental event at a Lutheran church. It's in the minutes of the last, I forget the
It's right across from, Hungry's on Rice, just adjacent to Rice University, but Rice Boulevard and Rice University across from Hungry's. If anybody knows that restaurant.
So it's only 2 hours. I'd love to have a person with me to work that event. So if you're interested, please see me. Okay. Next item. Let me write that down before I forget.
Teresa, what's the name of that event? The environment.
Sunday.
Event, September 21st.
Yeah, I should comment that KPFT is in no way connected with that event, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, and they're having an event. We know about it, but we're not doing anything to be actively engaged apart from what you're suggesting here.
Okay. Well, if we wanted to be a sponsor of an event,
Ooh, you're breaking up.
Nancy, your phone, can you mute Nancy?
But I don't want people to think that we can't still go to an event and promote. Like I could go to the Old Town Spring Crawfish Fest and promote the station. And I lost my cursor here. Anyway, and you know, there are lots of events that we can promote KPFT at. Okay, some more effectively than others.
Teresa, what's the name? What's the name of the event?
Okay, listen, it's S-U-N, like the sun, like the solar system, sun, and then day. Sunday.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, it's on September 21st, which is a Sunday, and it's at a church from 2 to 4. And I think they have at least 10 tables, I think, that are all filled. So I'm just going to see if we can crash the party by talking to the person in charge and see if we can promote our environmental show, et cetera, et cetera. All right, next event, Woodlands Pride, Saturday, October 25th. and I'm really looking forward to this. I still have some cards left over from Pride.
Woo-hoo.
Yep. Left over from Pride. And we have plenty of our KPFT cards to pass out. And I think it's kind of fun, but I think I've asked several ministers if they would come. I did hear a sermon from a minister who happened to be gay, and he provided blessings at a Pride event, and they were very well received. So I just think anything's possible at this event, and I look forward to just being part of it. And I have talked to Brian Hevlinka of Queer Voices to see if he has some volunteers, perhaps some people. There were over 40 people that signed up to get the KPFT emails at the Pride Parade. Maybe some of those might feel like coming out to the Woodlands on the 25th just to be part of that event. If so, maybe they would want to help promote KPFT and Queer Voices show. So if anyone of you would like to participate, please see me. And I'll be happy to fluff your
R. Does KPFT have... Sorry. Teresa, does KPFT have a table?
No, we do not have a table because I don't want to pay a couple hundred dollars. Okay?
So we're sort of just moseying on in and passing out things without... I guess we have to ask somebody for permission, right?
I'll get that handled.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay.
You know, because if we're asked, why are you passing this out? Do you have permission? Oh, yeah, Al said it's okay. Oh, Al, okay. You know, if you have a name that said it's okay, it's very smooth, okay? No problem.
Okay. Next item is, now I forgot. Oh, scaryoke.
All right.
Pardon me? It's coming up. as you said, it's coming up.
Do we want karaoke?
In the past, we've had face painting and we've had karaoke, and I don't know whether they give us a free tent or not. I had only been the one time, and I was very surprised last year at the small number of people that were there. So my question is, Robin, do you think it's worth our time doing karaoke this year?
I am having my doubts that if it being really worth the time. Mm-hmm. You need the karaoke person there who has the karaoke rig. Mm-hmm. And that's recently never been free.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay someone like, Ben, gives us a discount. But the people we had last time did not.
Mm-hmm. Can we ask Ben?
We could, but he wants to be paid also.
Oh, okay.
That's his business. Uh-huh. There was something else I was going to say. The face painting, finding face painters is such a pain. Mm-hmm. You know, it's,
yeah.
You know, well, people maybe who actually know what they're doing and can handle the volume, which means you need at least two people and actually preferably three, which is really hard to get.
Didn't see very many people have it done last year.
No, remember there was that, there were at least two other big events happening downtown at the same time. Kamala Harris rally and something else too.
Okay.
So, I mean, in the past, I had seen much bigger crowds. Uh-huh. But, you know, I don't know, for the effort and all of that, we can't really measure any benefit to the station. We can say we passed out this, we painted all these faces, and we had a lot of people who had fun at karaoke, and is it worth the effort and the cost? I'm thinking probably not anymore, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I say.
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to add to that. And I mean, yeah, last year with the Kamala thing, which I don't think anybody could have seen. But I mean, the problem is in past years, we've had bad weather. And I was going to say, also, as far as vendors go, we don't have a specified face painter. If there was somebody who was a listener that would donate that skill, that would be one thing. And, you know, I can't, you know, and I'm not going to fault Ben for, you know, wanting money because, I mean, this is also a business for him, which I honestly did not realize. But, you know, I mean, as much as, you know, I consider karaoke my baby, Robin is absolutely right. I mean.
Always.
I honestly think, you know, recently I've heard, there was a news article, and I think it was kind of a joke piece about August Ween and Summertober, and, you know, maybe we can save a month like August, which is really dead, and host something, you know, in future years. Or
what do you mean, Lisa? Host something in August. What do you mean?
Well, instead of you know, hosting karaoke in October, which everybody's already pressured for costumes, to buying makeup, to buying a lot of candy, and this is, you know, I mean, as great as it is, a lot of people the week before Halloween are the procrastinators still putting together their costumes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Teresa, so we were discussing the possibility of a fundraiser around Halloween, like a, you know, costume thing, getting a couple of bands in, that kind of thing. So we're still talking about it. We have willing musicians and we have a location that's might be suitable. Holds a lot of people. So we'll see.
All right. Well, maybe we will support that event if you decide on that. Okay.
Teresa.
Any other?
Teresa.
Yes. Tom.
Yeah, remember what you and I discussed earlier?
No.
You don't remember.
Oh my goodness. I'm losing it, Tom.
Okay. I remember I talked to you about getting a DJ to volunteer.
Oh,
like Robin said, and also, let the face painters charge people to get their, face painted. But also, I should have mentioned the fact that, half of the proceeds should go to KPFT.
Mm-hmm. I just, Robin, do they have problems with us selling things at this event? And do they give us the tent, free?
We make a trade with them, a tent for a certain number of announcements about karaoke. The face painters we've had in last year and in the past, they just worked for tips. They were volunteers. Like I said, the karaoke people are different because they have to have the karaoke rig and know how to maintain it and that sort of thing. So they're going to always be some kind of cost with them. So, I mean, we know how to do it. The people who did the, Shan and her sister who did the face last year, have no idea if they'd be willing to do it. I guess I'd have to ask. But like I said, it's a lot of effort to get this, to have our little thing for that evening, for no measurable, benefit. There's probably a benefit, but you can't measure it.
I tell you what, we could always do this. We could always put on costumes. We could crash that event and just pass out KPFT stuff. And we could carry a little basket of candy and I could cry as I passed it out as I have in the past.
Could I interject?
No, go ahead.
Here's what I'm hearing. I heard that the general manager said, hey, possibly we're going to have a Halloween event. I think it's incorrect to consider doing something else that would potentially compete. And it doesn't sound like this event, you know, bears much fruit. So the one thing that I'd love to be able to see on outreach is to kind of decide ahead of time what events are going to be supported, and with the idea that outreach, we don't ever earn anything. Maybe somebody decides to write us a check. But I think that I go back to an original request some time ago that this committee spent 50% on development and 50% on outreach. You know, we need to try to support, and I'm a broken record here, we need to support events that are going to raise money for the station. And I would hope that if we had to put that to a vote, that we would all say an event that raises money is more important than an event that we just kind of show up with a very difficult way to determine whether or not there was a significant benefit to the station. So I do want to just register again my belief that we should emphasize more development rather than outreach. And in the year or so I've been on this committee, there's just, you know, 80, 90% outreach and, you know, the much smaller part on development. So I plead that we would change in that direction and KPFT would benefit. Thank you.
Okay. Well, also, Teresa, and I've noticed this with the Hallmark Channel, usually in the summer they'll have their summer programming they call Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, in the future, maybe we can kind of do something like that, like mid to late July, sometime in August, during a supposed dead season.
Okay. Well, I would prefer that if we're going to do outreach right now, unless we have, I would prefer that we just piggyback onto a community event and have the KPFT materials to distribute, like the MLK Day.
Right.
Like the Pride, like the Art Car, like the St. Patrick's Day, if we have a programmer that wants us to assist. So we have a presence where lots of people see KPFT and maybe they can either be motivated to tune in or download the app. Okay.
Well, because that means I'm happy to do some research to see what's going on in October. I mean, I haven't seen anything big, nothing through things like Eventbrite or.
Why don't you do this? I'm glad you volunteered. I would like you to check for October, November, and December. October's probably too late because we're not meeting again until the first Tuesday in October. So how about October, November, December? And right. talk first, and you and I will kind of see if anything is suitable to even bring it up at our October meeting, okay? If you'll do that research, I'd appreciate it.
Okie dokie.
Great. Okay, item number six is outreach calendar events. Does anybody have any other items? No. Okay. So, any new business?
I would like to propose again what development ideas this committee would like to bring forth to raise funds for the station. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I think we are, not doing our job if we're not bringing some ideas, or asking the station what we can do to, you know, help them, you know, raise money.
I have five ideas. Number one is slap donors calls.
Yep.
Number two is a concert that I'm working on. Number three is casino night that Glenn and Debbie are researching. Number four is a scavenger hunt, which I'm researching, and I have an appointment to get additional information about it. And the other one, someone at the last meeting, I think it was Tori, talked about some sort of food competition. And he said that there's a professional organization. These are professionals. They do it all the time. They do it as, you know, they can be brought in to raise money for firefighters or whatever. I'm not sure about the costs up front for that. He brought that idea up. He referenced when PT did it. I remember when Eddie Garcia was helping with some sort of competition. I don't know whether it was the crawfish event.
No, but it was a gumbo competition.
Gumbo competition, and there was a problem with the beer concession. I thought we were supposed to get a percentage of the beer or something like that. And I guess I'd like to talk to you about that a little bit more before we even bring it up to a committee like this, Robin. From what Tori said, there are people that come in and they bring everything, but I cannot imagine that they do that without expecting either a cut or some sort of pay up front.
Me either. So I would suggest that someone like Tori, I wish he were here, would actually find out what is this organization or if there is probably more than one, and what's the deal? How do they put on events to benefit a nonprofit like KPFT? That's what we really need to do at the very beginning.
And how KPFT would benefit from assisting this other group with free commercials, which is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
No such thing. Also, let me comment at the time.
Did you say?
Well, and hey, Sandy, before you comment, because I'm going to set you up.
Yep.
From staff's perspective, from you or Robin, what could this committee do that would make staff's jobs easier and, help on development and raising funds?
Well, getting people to participate in the events is number one. I'll comment. Rob, thank you for being on that boat. Debbie was also supposed to be on it, but she got the launch time confused and didn't make it. That was it. I didn't see anybody else from our board on that boat. So the first thing is, hey, what about yourselves and the people around you joining in to donate, participating? That's easy enough. Past that point, it just depends on each event and what we're doing and what we need, Rob. In some cases, you can help facilitate the event, as you did with the Bayou Cruise a couple of years ago. So it just depends on the event and how we can best utilize help. Oftentimes, we appreciate the offer, but there's just not enough room on certain things for more than one or two people to take the lead. So as we can use volunteers, we always do. Trust me. So
one thing I heard was, and this happens at many other boards and development groups, is when there's an event, get enough people to buy a table, you know, get two or three couples to go and get on the cruise, whatever it happens to be, tag along to a event that already has a lot of resources that have been expended to run the event, and every incremental dollar is, you know, an exceedingly efficient endeavor for the group. You know, yeah. I don't want to discourage anybody from lots of different ways of fundraising, but I do think we need to think about, you know, how much effort goes in versus what we ultimately earn from the event. And, you know,
with the new bylaws, with the new bylaws, this is the role of what I guess it's a local advisory board is what it's going to be called. So we're back to that phrase, the lab. But that's the specific role. There's no governance. There's no fiduciary. There's no, personnel. None of that exists. In the charter of the local advisory board as we transition to next year. And we're already under those bylaws. So this group, this is a good working group to help extend the notion that we can raise a little money for the station. And let me tell you, I was on a meeting today. The business model that we have, that we're employing, I think is going to be adopted across the network ultimately. All the tools we're using them and how we're using those tools specifically. We're on the right track here, but we could sure use more help. Every dollar helps. Every event that we can dream up. So two things about events. There should be a minimum that we expect to raise at any event that we're going to launch into headlong. And I think that minimum needs to be around, $2,500 or so. We're not going to make that little bit. And remember, it's $52,000 a month. Okay. $60,000 a month now with the new budget we just concocted that's being voted on tonight by the, National Finance Committee. So raising a couple $100 is great and we're not going to turn it down. But if we're going to work as a group, we should have some minimum expectations for any event that we get involved with. Second thing, at the Tom Hartman event, there were requests for groups to put tables at the event. We did have a couple of groups putting tables at that event and passing out flyers and talking to our listeners who ponied up for our event where we paid for the venue, paid for the security, paid honorariums to those that were there that evening. We had cost. In the future, if groups want tables, bring it. But we're going to charge 10% of our cost. So that meant those two groups would have had to pay something about $250 each that night. We had cost on the Tom Hartman event. So just going forward, keep that in mind, because a lot of you, not a lot, some of you, you know, get involved with other causes. Sunday is a good example where the station's not involved. And then all of a sudden, let's use the KPFT logo. Let's put a table at their event. Well, Sunday might have a financial goal too, somewhere. It's not all pro bono. So we're trying to survive. And if people are going to come and piggyback, it won't be for free anymore. We're going to end that. So I think that's only fair. Go ahead, Rob.
On that similar note, what would make putting on and deciding on which events to put on is my dream is that if someone says that we need to do this kind of event, like a crawfish boil or a costume party or whatever. The first thing I'd like to see is estimated expenses and at least a rough estimate of what you think it'll make. Okay, expenses are easier to come up with at first. And then we can maybe also sort of a rough estimate of how much effort, how many people, and that sort of thing. And then I think we can make a more informed decision on what to follow and what to follow up and what not. Because no matter what, we only have so many volunteers to make anything happen. And if a person on this group has an idea for an event, it'd be great if they would volunteer to at least get that framework up first and see if it's really worth it.
Yeah, to kind of echo what Robin's saying there is to bring the idea to the group, there would need to be work involved in saying, here's what the costs are, here's what, you know, we anticipate that we could sell 50 tickets at, you know, with $75 a ticket or whatever. And really just say, here's really what we can bring to the table. And I don't want to discourage, you know, all sorts of ideas, but let's bring the ideas, you know, after there's been sufficient planning that it would go to the group would I guess be my request. But certainly not discourage, even though I sound like I am a Grinch that's stealing Christmas.
Well, I don't mind sounding a little Grinchy because, you know, often in the end, I end up doing all that stuff. So I could use help, in figuring out just the basic logistics of these events that people think the KPFT needs to participate in.
So, you know, building subcommittees that want to bring an event out, you know, let's do it. Let's study it and let's, you know, get something that makes sense and also make sure it's coordinated with the calendar, that is pre-approved. We probably would not want to do an event, for example, that would, compete with fundraising. You know, fundraising is on X month. Probably that's a bad month for an event. I mean, just an idea.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to respond to Sandy's point. When we have the, when we participate in the Earth Day event, I think most of what we pay for the tent actually goes to insurance and Discovery Green. I don't think that they're making a big profit off of that. Last time when I invited Amy Goodman and I was in charge of the event, I was working with Markeisha. We didn't have any expenses from Emerson that the station was responsible for. And I did invite other organizations. I think it's somewhat frustrating for me when there are events and like the Pride Parade. And they have festivals and they want 200 or 300 from us and it's cost prohibitive. And so we don't have a table at those events. Like when they don't want us to be a media sponsor anymore. And I don't want to be like that. I don't think that having the Houston Peace and Justice Center have a table at an event is going to really keep anybody from coming. On the contrary, I think the goodwill, if we're going to be there and we have the space and they're not going to cause problems for us, I think they can actually bring people. because I see it happen. I see people come in and then want to donate somehow. So, I'm sorry if you felt after the fact that those tablers were competing for money, but I don't feel that way. And actually, sometimes I think that, there's a critical mass that those kinds of people actually help achieve, and kind of a more of a feeling of camaraderie and community. So, I'll certainly bring this up if we ever have an event where I think that it would be useful to have other groups with us. So thank you, Robin, for your points. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, everybody.
Teresa, I have something. With September's event, both at the Lutheran Church and in the Woodlands, I support the Woodlands event a lot more because I feel that, you know, we're kind of hijacking the Lutheran Church and their resources. Plus, there is a group of, you know, say, certain faith traditions that probably wouldn't appreciate being on another worship institution's body. I mean, unless, you know, we can clear it with their outreach ministries. I mean, if we have the support of the Lutheran outreachers, then I say great. But otherwise,
don't worry about that, Anissa. I'm going to advise you. Okay. Okay. Our next meeting is October 7th, and I think it's time to adjourn. And
I move we adjourn.
It is 7:03. The meeting is adjourned. If anybody wants to chat for a few more minutes, we can. We can talk about Matt's hair. You know, we can talk about Sandy's t-shirt. And we can talk about Robin's dedication, whatever we want to talk about. We can talk about where my mouse went.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, Tom. I'm using the mouse, which is for my computer over here. It's not on my tablet, so I'm sorry. So good to see you. So good to see you. So Matt, you wanna make plans to maybe collapse donors next Tuesday?
Generally, recently, I've been on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I've been going in the evening to do a board training. But if you want to do it in the like we were doing before, that's fine. You know, I can do that.
Okay. All right. So,
what's this about my T-shirt? I don't understand. What's wrong with my T-shirt? It says.
Your hair, with the wind blowing through your hair there.
Oh, I see. Okay. But still, what's that to do with my t-shirt? You know,
I said Sandy's t-shirt.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you said Matt's t-shirt.
You left the meeting rather than argue with me. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, is there ever a win-win situation when somebody can win an argument with you though, Teresa? I mean,
what can I say?
You're tenacious. You're tenacious. No. You just do not take no for an answer.
Let me see. I have made a few notes here. Oh, Milbent Coffee House, Matt. James Kirby's going to be very, very good. I hope you're coming.
James, that's this Saturday, right?
He's on a tour of the United States.
James Kirby.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll check that guy out. Mm-hmm. Is somebody local going to open for him?
Linda Lowe, who started a nonprofit called Writers in the Round, and it provides, it hooks up new singer-songwriters with experienced singer-songwriters.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit. And then, she injured her hand, so she's singing and Celia Quinn is accompanying. Celia started a, Habitat House Concerts. That's a very nice concert series for a number of years. She has a lovely place on the west side where she's like bought several properties and it is a certified, natural habitat.
I see.
Mm. So those two people are performing, a lot of experience. And then next month we have Matt Harlan. And that's going to be the proceeds from October are going to go to Linda's nonprofit.
Oh.
And I think she'll be performing, maybe Celia and maybe one of their younger stars of Writers in the Round. And then November 15th is the third Tuesday. That's Shake Russell. It's going to be a fundraiser for Fill the Gap. December is Carla Ulrich from Florida, and she is a professional smart aleck. So, wonderful.
A comedian, right? A comedian, is that what you're saying?
I guess some people might find that funny.
So what does she do? Stand up in front of there and mock people and, or call people out in the audience, or you said she's a smart ass. So, I mean,
sounds like Don Rickles.
Yeah. That's what, hey, I like Don Rickles. That guy was hilarious. You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's what I said. I'd like somebody that would say, hey, you hockey puck or whatever, you know, or deal with, you know? because that guy, you couldn't watch that and not laugh. You know, I mean, even if you thought he was overbearing, a lot of people thought he was overbearing. It was still funny. You know, I mean, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah. He was said to have been the only guy that could insult Frank Sinatra and get away with it.
Yeah. And then January too, wouldn't it? Because normally at Millbend, it's music, you know, I mean, so that would be a bit of a change, yeah.
I told her to write a song. She's written, you know, wedding songs.
Okay, so she incorporates comedy into her act then.
Very creative.
Oh, okay, well, that sounds funny. Yeah, that sounds good.
And then January, we have Emma's Revolution, their radical social justice. Sandy O and Pat Humphreys, amazing performers. February, Denise Lewis. March is Cindy Scott. She does jazz. And April is the Limelighters. Excellent. So, but I'm just trying to make it through Saturday. So help me out here. Spread the word. Okay.
Okay. I'll be there.
All right. And so, next Tuesday, which is the 16th. So, be there 11:30. Kurt, did you go demonstrate in front of Cruz and in front of, Cornyn's office today?
Yeah, I was there. I was there this month today.
Were you there last week?
Pardon?
Were you there last week?
At where?
Cornyn.
You mean, I was on Memorial at the, yeah, at Neil King.
Sorry, it was all a blur. I don't remember seeing you.
Were you there?
Yes.
I didn't see you either.
I'm talking about last week, not today.
Oh, no, last week I was a sick puppy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was, I've been doing minutes and whatever. So I've been preparing for this meeting today and preparing for a board meeting tomorrow. So, Okay. Well, I'll, are you coming next Tuesday then? You want to come, if you'll give me a, I'll get a ride into the demonstration if I can, if you'll take me over to the station and then maybe, Matt, I can come home with you.
Sure.
Well, yeah, although if we leave out of there at 3, I don't think I'm going to drive back up and then drive back down. You know, I mean, cause I usually get there about 5:30. So I may just hang out there, you know, until Blue gets there and we start up again. Yeah. But then again, Tuesday is only a one show from 6 to 7. It's only one show. So, you know, I could probably get away with not doing it that day, huh?
Maybe I could stay to 7.
And well, I don't get out of there. And yeah, I get out of there on Tuesday. It's 7 o'clock is when we're done, you know, so. Well, if you want to do that, that's fine. You got something else to do.
Okay, so if you'll be there,
sure, if you want to do that, I'll run you back up to wherever we leave your car.
Okay. All right. So I'll see if I can come in with Bob and Richard, and have them drop me off at Cornyn.
So this and is then the you same can, one. Do they have this every Tuesday? This is what we were going to go to last time when I called off because of the rain. And you guys made all that money. You and Kurt made all that money that time, you know? Oh man, Kurt, she was telling me about that, you know? Oh, we made this. We made, I thought, well, gee.
He was a lucky guy. Okay. Well, I'll figure it out. I'll figure out whether I need to write in.
Let me know. Let me know what you come up with.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Okay then.
Thank you. Bye y'all.
See ya.
See y'all. Okay.